This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Naija Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
I greet you all around the world. You are listening to my voice right now. Not forgetting that you be the real MVP. I greet you. All right, my name is Archangel Gabriel. I would like to talk more for a game between us and Leicester City. Yeah, wonderful game, wonderful play, wonderful outing. For the very first time this season, I would like to throw a special salute to our manager, Mikel Arteta. Not for anything, but for proving us otherwise. Now, before this particular game, I first and foremost, with my couple of friends, we sit down to watch the game, I start criticize the squad we use for this particular game. I criticize to an extent where I just did the wait, make I see the outcome of the kind of squad we make. Yeah, he did a rotational kind of thing, he rotates the squad. But then, me seeing rotation of the squad for now, I felt disappointed. Why? Because we never, for this season, reached that level of this kind of high extent of rotation. Yes, as of a time, when we try gain our mojo, now one of the things I've not to preach about with that, now one of the things I don't worry about with that, so we need a good rotation of the team in order for we to know we first 11. But then, seeing the rotation this time around, at first I felt disappointed. These are my reasons. One, we are just trying to breed and build up a strong 11. We've gotten first 11 for now. We'll get that mentality, winning spirit. Yes, even if we don't get complete 11, we don't get some specific players within in that mentality of winning and delivering week in, week out. Who are these players? Bukayo Saka, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Rob Holding, the defensive aspect, Dani Ceballos to an extent, Smith Rowe to an extent, then Martin Odegaard will come join us in recent time. Now, I was expecting to see the same crop of players. Why? Because we're in the winning spirit. Make we build a first 11 around them. Now, seeing that, I know see all of them, especially Bukayo Saka and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in the starting lineup. Truthfully speaking, you as an Arsenal fan who don't follow Arsenal this particular season, if you see that squad, you go surely para. And that not the same mood I've been doing. But having seen that, this same squad who the para about end up to give us a good result like this, I must say kudos to the manager. Yes, it really, really shows, say, if he build up a squad, even when we no see him. Now he deal with the players, now he deal with the boys, especially when they train. So now he know them more than we do. Although, when they don't deliver, we go see Passam. But I must congratulate him for this wonderful rotational mindset we can get. I like the game, I like the spirit behind it. And not forget that before this particular rotation we make, he been already make a rotation in the attacking force. No forget the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang at the beginning of the season, may they always come from the wing side. But since it turn him go the attacking side, he can't give in result because it is score week in, week out. You understand? So I must commend Mikel Arteta not for anything but for the spirit of rotation. And it worked out. So I believe so, Mikel Arteta, despite the fact, say sometimes I don't doubt him, I still get small hope, say he has an agenda in the team if he's been given the chance to explore. But the thing is, you can ask yourself one question. In recent day football, do we still have what is called patience? No. our team, na team for so long, close to 4 seasons now, never go Champions League. My brother, patience no day with us. So, in other words, what I try to make you understand, what I try to make understand is just one thing. Mikel Arteta has what it takes. Make him work with what he can get. Now, I still must commend the effort of Lacazette. Yes, in as much as now few people come out to commend him, but I must tell you, he was one of the most essential players in the game today. He played it out. He fought it out. He gave his best. And in recent times, even when they started to put him from bench, in recent games, Lacazette has been giving his best. It's just that, to an extent, not too much encouragement from the team, not winning. You understand? So, you know, if you blame him, far from that, I still must commend the effort of William. Yes, William never did give us anything since we signed him. Apart from the first game where he gave an assist and he played it out, apart from that particular game till now, he never still do anything. But then, from the look of things, from our last game for Europa League, coupled with this today's game, I must say, William is gradually coming up to speed. I just hope, say, with next game, he no go relax. And who else played it out? Yes, Nicolas Pepe. Nicolas Pepe, the only thing is, he fluctuate like Nepal light. Not just a problem with that. Or, whenever he gives his best, at least always see him say, he will surely deliver for us now. But the problem is inconsistency. Today he played very fine. Tomorrow now we'll see another different ball game. So I don't know what to really do in order to fight this consistency issue within our players. But I must say, one of the best ways to fight consistency in the team, not to the, at least give every player a chance to play, even if they no go start. At least once in a while, you bring them in. Nobody say player, they no day in form. You go drop them for bench the end of match. Drop them out for like 2-3 games. No. At times, you go just put them out, even if not for 15 minutes, 10 minutes to the end of match. Make them at least, they sweat it out. They try to put in their little best inside the team. And so for now, I must say, Nicolas Pepe, I don't want to conclude on the matter. I just want to give him kudos for this particular game today with him play. But I still expect more from him. If not before the season end, at least start of next season. Now, another player I must commend, David Luiz. The only problem I have with David Luiz, for big matches, he always makes some kind of errors, so they lead to penalties and red card, which is not important. David Luiz, now one central player where Mikel Arteta really needs to work with. He needs to speak to his psychology, make him for the calm down, making him the tense when it comes to a big game. Making him, I'm not saying get confidence, but then he needs to calm down. He's a good player, he's an experienced player, he's one of the defenders we should be banking on week in, week out. But because that big match mentality of fighting it out at times, they affect him, now they make way, you know, they to deliver. So I really need Mikel Arteta to speak to his psychology. Then Pablo Mari, another wonderful defender, with the way anytime they featured in our games, they play it out. Another player I still need to commend, Suarez, yes. Suarez, another wonderful player. I need to commend that guy. He has been awesome whenever he plays. I really like the challenge we see for inside the defense line, especially from the wing back. Whenever Bellerino play, we still see a good game from the wing back. Kieran Tierney, another wonderful leg. I need to commend him. Then our midfielders, especially Granit Xhaka, I need to kudos to you. Yes, kudos to you. But I still need to talk to him. As in, the guy, he needs to calm down. He gets some kind of lackadaisical attitude when they put, you know, they go well. But then, I still believe, consistency and... consistency itself not being a problem. The thing is, he needs to calm down. He needs to work on his anger. He needs to work on himself. You understand? Another person I need to commend, Mohamed Elneny, another wonderful leg. He did well today. In short, the whole team played well today. The only thing is consistency. After today, Mekunokonde experienced another kind of vexation, because today it was a good fight. Our last game between us and Benfica for the Europa League, it was a good fight. If we continue like this to the end of the season, we go get a better result and a better place. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings, that angel will not fly. But you know the matter. Me not fly boy. Make we enjoy the rest of the day. As the odds.
Hopgunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media. Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.